One of the topics that somebody asked me to speak about is Judaism's view of following organized sports. But I want to use it. I didn't think that would take me 20 minutes, so I decided to add in just Bechlal, Yiddishkeit's overall view of sports, both playing sports and organized sports. When I studied the first chapter of Maseilas Yesharim originally, so I remember the words were very taught over a very poignant message, where he states that Ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam, the world was created to serve man. But he says that if a person gets swayed by the physical world, and that causes him to distance himself from Hashem, so hu miskalkelu makalkel ha'olam imo, he gets messed over, and the world gets messed over with him. V'imu shaleit ba'atzmo, v'nidbak b'boro, u'mishtamesh min ha'olam rak v'yos lo siyu al avodas boro. If a person uses everything in this world as a help to his avodas Hashem, hu misalev ha'olam atzmo misale imo, he elevates himself, and he elevates the world with him. And then a few pages later, all of this is in his first paragraph, Chovas ha'adam ba'olamo, he says again, Nimtzeinu lemeidim, ki ikar mitzias ha'adam ba'olam hazeh hurak l'kayei mitzvos v'la'avod v'la'amod b'niseyon. The whole point of our existence in this world is to be mekayei mitzvos, and to serve Hashem, and to withstand the tests of this world. All the pleasures of this world are supposed to be for him a help, that he should have a positive spirit, a relaxed positive spirit, and he should have peace of mind, that all the physical pleasures of this world are there for a person that he should have nachas ruach and yishuv adas, so that he should be able to use his heart and turn his heart to the avodas Hashem that he's supposed to be serving. In other words, everything in this world that's not pure Yiddishkeit, that's not a mitzvah, that's not pure ruchnius, the whole goal, these things are not an end in themselves. Rather, they can be used as vehicles to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Berzon, actually, who's now a Rosh Kol in Toronto, there's a shir on YU Torah. I noticed that he actually also talked a little bit about this. He took it more in a halachic context, but he also spoke a little bit about this. He mentioned, I looked through Rav Chaim Shlomo's Shmuz, I didn't see it, but apparently there's a famous Shmuz that he gave about Bein Hazmanim, where Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz says that Bein Hazmanim is supposed to be a Yerida Letzorech Aliyah. That's based on the Sugya in Makos about Roseach B'Shogig. So you have different types of ways of killing B'Shogig. So the Gemara that talks about Yerida Letzorech Aliyah, going down for the purpose of going up. So he says Bein Hazmanim is a necessary thing. People in Israel, they all go on Tiulim. They go and spend time doing stuff that's outside the Beis Medrash, so that it's a Yerida Letzorech Aliyah, so that when they come back, they'll be refreshed to be able to learn Torah with more vim and vigor. My Rebbe Rav Mendel Blachman used to say that the last pasuk in Chumash is Le'enei Kol Yisrael, which Rashi says is Shviras Haluchos. The very last pasuk, right? Whenever an author writes a book, what he wants you to remember, he puts you in the very last line, the bottom line. That's why the Rambam in all of his books ends with usually something nice, a Devar Machshava, something at the end, a nice thing at each of the 14 books of the Rambam. He ends with a very interesting thing because he knows you're going to remember what's at the end. So the Rabbanu Shlom at the end of his Torah wrote the breaking of the Luchos. That's what he wants you to remember. The breaking of the Luchos. La'enei kol Yisrael, Rashi says, Shviras HaLuchos. That's what the Rabbanu Shlom wants you to remember from Chumash, is when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. No, pa'amim shebitula ze'o kiyuma. That's the Untish Teshuva. The bottom line of Chumash, of Blachman used to say, that sometimes you have to know when to not learn. That's bitulo ze'o kiyuma. Like breaking of the Luchos, that was the time when you had to break the Torah, when you had to break. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu felt it was important to make a machat to mamish break the Rabbanu Shlom's luchos. That's a heavy concept. But pa'amim shebit, the Gemara says pa'amim shebitulo zeo kiyumo. Sometimes bitul Torah is kiyumat Torah. Those of you who know me know that I'm a very big fan of playing ball. I think it's a very, very great thing. Exercise is, first of all, obviously crucial to your health. And so when you play ball, you get a whole bunch of things together. A, you get the v'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshoseichem. You get the fact that exercise is important, right? Rabbi Berzon mentioned it. It's well known, right? Rav Ilson walks every day from Har Nof to Mea Shearim. Every day. He won't take a ride. There and back. It's a long walk. Helen, it must be like a 45-minute walk, something like that. 30-minute walk, 45 minutes. It's a long walk. He walks every day to yeshiva and back. Because he's not doing it because he has a lot of time on his hands. You know, it's because it's important to get exercise every single day. He's in very good shape. You ever watch him at a chasana? He's in unbelievable shape. Halavai, I should be in that kind of shape. But exercise is fantastic. So not only is it a key of v'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshoseichem, but it's also extremely enjoyable for a lot of people. It's a very nice way, bein hasedarim, not during the regular Seder time, but bein hasedarim, a person should have time that he exercises. That's obviously a fantastic thing. I think there's also another benefit. I find very often that to play ball with people really builds a sense of camaraderie and unity among people that you don't find in other media. You know, it's just an interesting media when you play ball together against, usually, certainly on the same team, you pass to each other, it builds up a sense of chever. You see each other in a different context. I find that people who you bond with through ball, you bond with in a way that's different, that's different than other ways, as long as the midos remain appropriate. And unfortunately, playing ball competitively sometimes brings out the worst in people. There are lots of people who are really, really nice people until they step on the basketball court. One of my chaverim says, right, the Gemara says you can tell a person how he is bekoso, bekiso, bekaso. The Gemara says, right, you can tell a person about how he holds his liquor, bekoso, how he drinks, knows what happens when he drinks, what happens to him. You could tell a person when he drinks, you could tell what's Emma's dick, but bekoso, bekiso, that's his wallet, you know, how generous he is. You could tell a person uvakaso, and you know how he holds his anger. So one of my friends says you should add a fourth chuf. Bekoso, bekiso, bekaso, ubekaduro, the way he plays ball. You could tell a lot about a person. You could tell a lot about a person about the way he plays ball. A lot of times, you know, people seem like very calm, cool, and collected in Bali Midos and Menschlich. When they get onto the court, they become a completely different person. Because under pressure, you can, or under competition, you could see who a person really is. People who compliment people, they compliment what other people do. They care not just about winning, but having a good time. The competitive nature of sports certainly makes it exciting and enjoyable, but there's a fine line between playing to win and playing to just have a good time. It can very easily become a negative experience for many people. That's in terms of playing ball. But following professional sports, certainly as a diversion, as an exciting pastime, in moderation, because a person needs a break. So I think there's nothing wrong with looking at a ball game, with watching a ball game, with going to a ball game. Again, bein hasedarim, bein hazmanim, in moderation. I would say at the outset that again, you know, it's nice, clean entertainment. A person needs to take a break. He's not going to learn 24/7. Again, everybody has to know in themselves how much of a break they need. Again, every person sets up his kavua sedarim. Those are sedarim supposed to be kavua. Those sedarim you're not supposed to break for these things. But Beina Starim, I don't know if everybody has a Seder on Sunday afternoon. Maybe Sunday afternoon is not. Afternoon's usually college. You do some work. So if a person wants to go see a ball game on Sunday afternoon, I don't think there's that's a terrible thing. Everybody knows where they're at. They're at their own level. I think that's a fine way to spend your relaxed time. I mean, I got to tell you though, you know, I haven't gone to a basketball game in a very long time. So I remember just a few years ago, maybe it was 4 years ago, so someone, one of my kids, I guess, won in some raffle, like some very good seats or something at some thing. We sat behind the basket or something, 20 lines up in Madison. I don't think I've gone to a basketball in my lifetime, maybe two or three times, not so many times. The cheerleaders are a major problem. That's really a big issue. So the truth is that we were on this Mishnayos kick. So, and my kid was at halftime, so he says, Abba, we're not allowed to watch this. He pulled out the Mishnayos. We finished like the whole Maseches Beitza Mishnayos on the train to the thing and halftime, and then, because whenever the thing pulled out, the kid himself knew, we can't look at this. It's really horrible. So you got to sit a little higher up, I think. If you sit down there, or you just, because you can't watch that, that's a big problem. Maybe somebody asked me to speak next week, or to speak one of the weeks about owning a television, about how do you raise your kids if their friends own TVs and you're not going to have one. So then I started thinking, instead of talking about that topic, why don't I talk about whether you're allowed to own a TV b'chlal? That'll be a nice, as Rabbi Leibowitz said, that'll definitely get on the front page of YU Torah right away. Are you allowed to own a television? That's a good one. Maybe we'll talk about that. But one of the big problems with watching sports on television is the commercials. The sports is no problem, but then you get the cheerleaders, you get the commercials. That's the problem. But so that is an issue, right? You're not allowed to, the cheerleaders, that's obviously forbidden. You're not allowed to look at that stuff. But you know, as long as you're not looking at the cheerleaders, but the rest of it, it's certainly a very positive, I think, diversion, as diversions go. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, a person can't necessarily be learning 24/7. You read the Letzarech Aleihem, you need a break. Your mind can't be focused on Shas and Poskim all the time. Some people can. Some people can focus more than others. Some people need less breaks than others. It's not always easy to know, you know, to be totally objective for yourself about exactly how much of a break you need. That's a good question. Different people need different amounts. Different people grew up differently. If you grew up in Bnei Brak and you grew up in Woodmere, you're not going to need necessarily the same amount or the same types of diversions. People are trained differently, grow up differently, are brought up differently. So a lot of that has to do with how much you could focus on, how much you know. But in terms of good, clean fun, that's fine. The problem with following sports, one of the big problems is it's obsessive. It's obsessive. I mean, you look at, I mean, when I was growing up, so ESPN was like basically they had like auto racing. When ESPN first came out, I think when I was in high school, Rabbi Storch, of course, knows all the details of exactly what date it was and what was the first show and all this stuff. But it only started, you know, it started, they 24-hour sports. Like, no, who would buy ad time on a 24-hour sports cable station? I mean, you know, start off, so it was like, you know, they had like horse racing and golfing and like, they were really desperate. So they had like, I don't know, you know, polo or whatever, water polo, whatever they were showing, these sports that nobody... I'm like, now ESPN is like a multi-billion-dollar industry. They succeeded in convincing the whole United States to be completely meshuggah about sports. People are nuts, obsessed. The amount of hours, right? You can't be obsessed with it. The problem with following organized sports is if you get obsessed with it to the extent that you're checking all the time what the scores are and your whole focus is that, and that takes your mind away from what's really important in life. Yeah, to catch a game once in a while, but to never sit there and follow and be obsessed and always wonder what the scores are and always be talking in your Sikha school and every 5 minutes is about that and before Seder and after Seder and during and your fantasy team and all that. That's America has become obsessed with it. One of my uncle in Eretz Yisrael says, well, it's better. In Eretz Yisrael, they can't follow organized sports. They talk Lashon Hara all the time about when the Yeshiva Baruchim need to waste time, they need downtime. Everybody needs downtime. So what do they do in Eretz Yisrael? My uncle's saying they have to talk Lashon Hara. So at least here they're talking about sports. It's all Goyim. In Eretz Yisrael, it's all Jews. The problem, they're all being Mechal Shabbos. So you can't follow sports. It's all Jews being Mechal Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, it's pasnish for the Yeshiva Baruchim to follow sports. But in America, it's Goyim, generally speaking. Omri Kasvi, they're telling me today. They beat the Knicks. The Knicks apparently beat Omri Kasvi last night. He's a Jew. Not too many of them in the NBA. Not too many Jews doing that. But so, number one problem with sports, the famous story of Scheinberg, there's an apocryphal version, at least 7 or 8 versions of the story, but I think the Etzem, I checked it, the Etzem, the story is true. The Etzem, the story is true. The Rabbi Scheinberg apparently says, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg from Mattersdorf, who wears all the tzitzis, right, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Or, apparently he said something to the effect of that whenever he's in America and he hears the radio, they're talking about the Yankees, so, and he hears the radio say the Yankees lost, there's still something inside that gives him a little crest, because when he was growing up, he followed it. He was aware of it. So he still gives a little bit of a credit, because you can't get rid of that. You know, it's hard to get rid of that when something like that gets in your psyche at a young age. Apparently, it's very hard to get rid of it. So America is obsessed with sports. So that's one issue. The other issue is that following professional sports often is the absolute worst possible example of how people should behave. I mean, professional sports nowadays is, generally speaking, a horrible example of the appropriate midos that you have in sports. The level of trash talking that basketball players engage in, football players engage in. Hitting people. So Rabbi Berzon talks in his shir about the Yisurim, or Moshe's Tshuva about, are you allowed to hit yourself? You're not allowed to hit yourself. You're not allowed to even give permission to somebody to hit you. But there's also a Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says that it's only a problem derech nitzayon, that hitting people is only a problem derech nitzayon. Did you ever write up about paintball in Halacha? Did you ever do that?
Balsam did.
Balsam did it. Okay, I knew somebody.
Okay, blood donations also.
Yeah, right. So are you allowed to, are you allowed to chavala? Are you allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo for a position? Right. So, yesterday we had the blood drive. So the Rambam apparently writes that if it's not derech nitzayon, if you're just playing around with each other, some playing, it might not be a problem of chavala. But a lot of times it is derech nitzayon in the sports game. Like when two guys start going at it, you know, under the boards or whatever, they start, or football guys, you see all the time that it starts off as not derech nitzayon, but in the middle of the football game, because people are so crazy about it, and they start playing, especially in professional sports. Hockey, I mean, forget about it. I mean, hockey, the whole thing, nobody goes to hockey to watch hockey games. They go to hockey games to watch the fights. So, Lamaisa, there's a problem of bad midos, there's trash talking, there's people hitting each other. Of course, the whole point of organized sports has nothing to do with entertainment. It's all about money. If anybody, you know, knows, lots of money is at stake. And professional sports, like professional music, is all about the money. Not the sportsmanship, not the midos tovos, not the good, clean exercise and enjoyment. Ayin, steroids, Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, O.J. Simpson, and the list goes on about people who abused their position in sports. Wilt Chamberlain, Ayin Shum, and sports people are among the most arrogant people in the world. And our kids certainly, unfortunately, learned that also. Someone was telling me about some video, I don't even want to say the guy's name, but whatever, some video. I didn't research all the details of this, but there was a big hawk in the office upstairs about some video about some sports guy was talking about all the children that he had he had a whole bunch of six-year-old children or something. I think he had like 10 six-year-old children, something like that. So, Vahamevin Yavin. So basically, this screaming at the referees, taking advantage of women, some of the things I talked about before. So this is obviously a major problem with organized sports, and not all of organized sports. Every once in a while, they trumpet and herald the one sports player who's actually is a Balmidos, and he is a big mensch, and he's a great role model for younger kids. That's the guy. It's a mitzvah that you find such a guy that he's mamish like that. That he doesn't let all this money, fame, wealth, women get to his head. I mean, my yasa ben velo yachta. Believe if I was, I got all that coven, all that money. Right? The Gemara says if you have all that stuff and all that fame and popular, how are you not going to do it? So echad mina elef loy matzasi shlom el says you find some sports guys that are mamish role models that are really menschlich and erlich of people, but a lot of them are not, from what I can tell. And the other problem is this, hero worship that the kids, these are the people that they're worshiping, You got Kobe Bryant up on your wall. That's who you're emulating. That's a big problem. Okay, so right, Berzon quotes in the Shir that maybe there's no problem of Lo Sechanim if he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. There's a Tshuvas Ateres Paz who said Lo Sechanim is an Isser to say about a non-Jew. What a beautiful non-Jew that is, or what a great shot. I always used to declare that shot, right? If Michael Jordan makes a great dunk, say, wow, Michael Jordan made a great dunk. What a great dunk that was. Is that a problem of Lo Sechanim? Because the Gemara says you're not allowed to praise a non-Jew for something specifically that they do. So that Teres Paz says that's only by Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So Yesh HaMilismach, I don't know, is Michael Jordan, he's not a Zen Buddhist, maybe he's not an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But forget about the technical question of Lo Sechanim. What about our priorities? That this is what we're praising. This is who we're looking up to. This is whose pictures are on our walls. That's already an issue. So I think that as a nice diversion to play ball, even to follow sports, to watch a game here and there, as a downtime, as not during Seder time, but as a downtime for a person to have a nice break, so that he's refreshed and he's relaxed. Right, the Mesillas Yesharim says that all the physical pleasures of this world are supposed to be la'ezer u'l'siyua, so that he should have nachas ruach and yishuv adas. He's really talking more about food. Those kind of physical pleasures are supposed to be that a person should enjoy. He should enjoy the physical world that Hashem gave so that he should have koiches and ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not that it should be an end in itself and these are the hero worship and every 5 minutes our sichas chulin, we're always worried about this, we're always talking about this. Okay, something happened once in a while to share in an issue that happened here and there as a diversion is good. But to be obsessed with it and to learn from the midos and to have these people be our role models, I think that's really a big problem. So hopefully we had some guidelines about Yiddishkeit's view, at least in my humble opinion, about playing sports and following organized sports. Rabbi Schiller has a